Mexico marks deadliest year ever for journalists, 16 murders in 2022. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on August 23, 2022. Unknown gunman shot and killed a Mexican journalist in the coastal state of Guerrero Tuesday. The murder is the third of its kind in August and the 16th in 2022. Press freedom organizations now call the current year the deadliest for news workers in Mexico. On Tuesday afternoon, two gunmen shot and killed Fred and Roman Roman in Chilpancingo, the Guerrero Attorney General's office revealed. Roman was a longtime journalist who ran the weekly publication La Realidad. The murder took place when two gunmen riding on a motorcycle pulled up to Roman as he was getting into his red Mazda sedan. Hashtag alerta prensa hashtag red notos. Report in La Ejecución en Chilpancingo del periodista Freddy Roman Roman. Director de un seminario en el estado de Guerrero y un periodista de amplia trayectoria informativa. Condenamos a los asesinatos a colegas y exigimos a las autoridades justicia. pic.twitter.com/o5r6pscz.gj. Periodistas Desplazados México, App Desplazado SMX, August 22, 2022. Press freedom organizations consider Mexico to be one of the deadliest countries for journalists. Activists are also calling 2022 the deadliest on record. Organizations claim that most crimes against journalists go unpunished in Mexico. 2022 is now the deadliest year in history for the Mexican press. Never were so many journalists murdered in a single year in Mexico. Jan Albert Hutson, at Jehutson, August 23, 2022. Despite the high number of murdered journalists this year, Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador continues to claim that impunity has ended under his administration. The murder is the 16th of its kind documented by Breitbart Texas in 2022. Mexican media workers killed in 2022. January 10, unknown individuals stabbed José Luis Gamboa in Veracruz of Inforregio. January 17, a man shot and killed renowned international photojournalist Margarito Martinez at his home in Tijuana. January 23, gunman shot and killed Lourdes Maldonado outside her home in Tijuana, Baja California. She previously asked President Andrés Manuel López Obrador for physical protection. January 31, gunman shot and killed 59-year-old Roberto Toledo in Zitácuaro, Michoacán from Monitor Michoacán. February 10, gunman shot and killed Haber López Vázquez inside his recording studio in Salinas Cruz, Oaxaca. February 20, TV presenter Michelle Simon died at the hands of men who kidnapped and murdered her. Authorities found her body 3 days later, wrapped in bedsheets. February 25, gunman shot and killed Jorge Luis El Chache Camero, the director of the news outlet El Informativo in Empalme, Sonora. March 4, gunman shot and killed Juan Carlos Muniz in Fresnillo, Zacatecas. He was an online journalist for Multimedios Testigo Munero. March 15, gunman shot and killed Armando Linares López at his home in Zitácuaro, Michoacán. He was a journalist for the Monitor Michoacán. May 6, gunman kidnapped and killed Luis Enrique Ramirez in Culiacán, Sinaloa. He founded Fuentes Fidedignas and previously worked for El Universal, Jornada, Debate, and Milenio. May 9, gunman shot and killed Yesenia Molinito Falconido, a reporter for El Veras and her camerawoman Sheila Johanna Garcia Oliveira in Cosoleacaque, Veracruz. June 29, gunman shot and killed Antonio de la Cruz, a longtime journalist with El Expreso and Ciudad Victoria. Antonio's daughter, Cynthia de la Cruz, died days later as a result of the injuries sustained in the attack. August 3, gunman shot and killed Ernesto Mendez in San Luis de la Paz, Guanajuato. He was the director of a local outlet called La Voz. August 16, authorities in San Luis Rio Colorado discovered the body of Juan Arjan López, an online journalist. Arjan López ran a Facebook-based outlet called AKL Atemis.